I'm here with Representative Charlene Fernandez. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
So happy to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
You've just held your second press conference in several weeks regarding Senator Flake. Why is that, and why did you feel it was important?
Well, we're kind of targeting Senator Flake, hoping that he will listen to us. When we were here earlier this summer, we asked him to come via the press conference, but we had also contacted him personally, to come down to Yuma and to see where Yuma is located, you know, close to the international border, close to the state line of California, right on there. And we wanted him to come out and see, look at statistics that designates Arizona or Yuma County as one of the highest rates of asthma among children. COPD cases, which obviously, you know, has to do with breathing in older adults, are, you know, there's several. I mean, we have a high number of adults with COPD. So we think it's really important that we continue to monitor our air quality, our water quality. And so we're calling on Mr. Flake to kind of be our advocate to make sure that the EPA keeps the standards where they are or even raise them a little bit, but definitely not to lower the standards.
So what did you hope to achieve in the overall and in the future to target Senator Flake to do something about this? What did you hope he would do?
Well, definitely we thought we'd hear from him, and we didn't. We waited patiently. We made phone calls. We had an effort to get phone calls to his office, emails, and just hoping we'd hear a response or that he would come and visit us. It's a busy time in D.C. Totally understand that. Hopefully he would come down here. We didn't get any response. So we held this press conference again just to hold his feet to the fire and just asking, pleading that those standards remain where they are. Yuma has a PM10 attainment issue where through the federal government, the EPA, we're on probation where we don't reach our PM10 level is too high. When you go over the PM10, which is particulate matters, that's what causes a lot of things. But one of the things that we're concerned with is asthma in children. You know, we're thinking about things like when children have asthma and they wake up and they can't breathe in the morning they were outside the night before and they can't breathe in the morning, what happens? They can't go to school. So it affects the learning process of this child. So we're thinking about that. But more than that, if your child stays home from school, mom and dad usually have to stay home with that child. And we're talking about productivity. If mom or dad have to take that child to urgent care, to the emergency room, if they don't have insurance, this is dollars and cents. So this affects all of us. Maybe you don't have a child that has asthma, but your neighbor might. Or in your school, there might be several kids with asthma. And we need to start thinking about dollars and cents in this state and the best way to take care of our kids. As a mom, my kids are already grown up. I'm thinking about my grandchildren and the future. So this isn't an immediate today. This is thinking about the future, that our air quality remains the best that it can be here. Of course, we're an agricultural community. We know that. But we should strive for the best that we can. And the same with water quality.
What is your overall overarching message to Senator Flake?
I asked Mr. Flake this today at the press conference. I asked him to please come and visit our area. I'm not sure the last time Mr. Flake was here. When he visited with one particular party. I want him to come out here and see all his constituents. I want him to say, you know, you're the legislator for this area. Lisa Tondo is our senator. I want the two of you to take me around, show me your area, take me to the border, so we can see what's going on along the border. We talked about air quality. The reality is what happens in Mexico, even if we built a big wall, we couldn't keep the issues that are happening with their air over there and not here. So when I worked for the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, we actually tested the air in Mexico. We had a permanent monitor there. I would go weekly and pull the filters and mail them to Phoenix. That way we knew what particulates were coming from Mexico, and we could factor that in to our air quality here in Yuma. We had a working relationship with Mexico. We don't have that today. So I would like Mr. Flake to know that I'd like to see a dialogue between Arizona and Mexico about air quality, and so we could continue those efforts.
Why do you think we don't have as good a working relationship with Mexico today, especially when it comes to things like public health and our shared population that is essentially a population that goes back and forth employed in Arizona and going to Mexico, living in Mexico. If we share a population and we share air, shouldn't we have a good working relationship, and why don't we?
And we share a border. That's a very good question. When I worked for ADEQ, it was under the Napolitano administration, and she worked to build that relationship. And I'm sure Mr. Ducey does the same thing, Governor Ducey, more on an economic basis. We were doing it more on a public health basis. We had a large ADEQ staff, and they worked here. They actually had an office here. That was the office I ran. We don't have one anymore. We had people that would actually come out here from ADEQ to inspect water issues, air issues here locally. They don't have the staff to do it anymore. I think they were cut by a third. And so I think that's part of the problem. We had people that were bilingual that could go work with the people in Mexico, but it doesn't happen. But we should strive to have that relationship. They are our neighbors. Like you said, we share the air, we share the border, we share a line in the sand. And I think it's, you know, it is to our best interest that we work with them.
Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, you know, what I'd like to add is I'd like to thank you for having me here today. I always think it's so important that people here in Yuma County, and I think this reaches further than Yuma County, but the people here in Yuma County understand that there's a lot that goes on at the state legislature that, you know, affects them personally, whether it be their pocketbook or where they send their children to school or health issues. So I hope they can stay informed. I hope they continue listening to you and that we can keep this dialogue going. And so thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.